The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
This episode was brought to you by Signos. So I implemented something new into my routine recently, and it may sound random, but I actually love it. It's basically a high-tech glucose monitor, meaning you can literally access all your stats and info on an AI-driven app. And let me tell you, it has been a total game changer. It's great for weight management because it shows you which foods cause your blood pressure to spike, and it alerts you when to work out to bring your levels back down. It really has just removed all the guesswork out of weight loss and provided me with the tools and knowledge I needed to develop healthier habits. And isn't that really what it's all about, healthier habits? Honestly, the reason I was even inspired to get a glucose monitor was because I saw a TikTok a few months ago. And this lady, you guys, she was saying that she has never felt healthier since using a glucose monitor. So obviously, I had to try it for myself. And you guys, it really is amazing. It really just makes life easier. No longer to overthink or guess on my food choices because my glucose monitor literally does it for me. Which, by the way, on average, people make about 227 food choices a day. I'm sorry, but that's a lot of work and a lot of extra thinking for a mom. The specific glucose monitor I've been using is from Signos. It was the one that came up as the most recommended, and I cannot recommend it enough. Signos. Signos removes all the guesswork out of weight loss and provided me with the tools and knowledge I needed to develop really healthier habits. It combines my glucose data from CGM or continuous glucose monitor with an AI-driven app to deliver me real-time glucose insights for optimum health and weight management. Right now on Signos, we have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to signos.com, that's signos.com, and get up to 20% off select plans by using code LIPSTICK today. That's signos.com, signos.com, and use code LIPSTICK to get 20% off select plans for you today.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emma Shagormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Do we love our solos or do we love our solos?
I mean, I love them. I think it's just so authentic to who we are and how we are with one another. It's just, we have lots to say.
We have lots to say. I mean, we really do. We're always mixing it up for you guys. So today, Em and I came up with how we're getting ready for spring. It's springtime. I feel it.
Groundhog. Got to spring into action.
Spring into action. So we're going to touch on some of our favorite beauty, a little bit of fitness, a little bit of travel, just the things we have on our mind that we're loving, buying, doing to get ourselves prepped for the warmer months ahead. Okay, so getting ready for spring, beauty, fitness, travel, and beyond is the theme of our episode today. I'm gonna start. I've been doing a few new treatments with Catherine Esposito, who I'm obsessed with. MyoLift, okay? It's a medical grade microcurrent that helps tighten, lift, I mean, like a ton. This is like, okay, I can explain it like this. So think new face on crack. So you can do new face or you could do MyoLift. MyoLift is taking it one step further. I love both. It's a medical grade microcurrent. Like I said, it helps tighten, lift, and also the Pagani Star. It's a radio frequency and cryo device that flushes out toxins and excess fluids, reduces inflammation, increases oxygenation. I've been doing this on my face, on my body, the MyoLift and the Pagani Star. Try to follow Catherine Esposito, even though I don't know if she has her social up, but it's so good. Really good.
I've officially become a convert to these machines.
And I just did microneedling.
I need to hear all about it.
That was great. I'm still a little puffy, still a little red. I did not do it this time with PRP. I think, I'm going to be really honest with you, I think the healing is a little slower without the PRP.
And for those that don't know what PRP is, will you explain? Is PRP your own blood?
PRP is basically your own blood. They spin it. And then once they've dropped the needles in your face and made a little kind of like murder scene up there, then they'll roll it with your PRP. It's basically what it is. It's called the vampire facial for a reason. It's getting blood flow and pumping, you know, collagen back up to the skin. But I'm a little bruised. I'm a little red. I'm a little swollen, but I'm feeling good.
One of the things that I've learned is, you know, I've been on my own facial journey, which for someone who used to never do facials, I've gone like from one extreme to another. But Lika, who is my facialist, esthetician, one of the things that I've learned is that we actually are able to repair our skin and do the things we want to when we damage it just a little, which I think is so interesting.
Not lasers. No. Hear us clearly. We're not talking about lasers.
I said it wrong one day. I was like, I'm doing a laser. And I thought Molly was going to like bring my neck through the phone. And I realized, so I'm going to actually be very specific what the machine was. It's called the Venus Viva. And it's a resurfacing treatment that uses these like little pins to effectively build collagen and help with scarring. It's unbelievable. It sort of does the radio frequency. It really just firms and tightens your skin, but also helps with, like, I have a scar on my chin that has almost gone away entirely, but I have a body treatment that I have started and I love it. It's a machine from France and it's called the LPG. And you wear this, I mean, it is hysterical. You look like you're wearing a Balenciaga suit. It's like this white knit, like jumpsuit that you put yourself into. And the machine has this new patented alliance treatment head, and it's called endermology, which stimulates the skin and the fatty tissue, and it softens them and makes them less fibrous. And then at the same time, the stimulation helps you to release the fat and activate blood and lymphatic circulation. So, you know, basically it's a really effective lymphatic massage through this machine. And if you do it regularly, it really helps in like toning and getting rid of some of those like little love handles that you have. I have been obsessed with this machine. I've done 3 treatments of it and I have really noticed a difference, especially in my stomach area where I have like saggier skin, unfortunately.
I'm doing that. I'm getting that. Okay. This is a little facial cleaning, like a cleansing brush. It's made of natural bristle. I actually got this. So it's dry brush, but a little bit for the face. Again, if you can't microneedle or do like an exfoliating pad, like my pads, or you don't have like a stronger polish, like in the shower, this is a good little tool. It's called Bass Brushes Facial Cleansing Brush. It's a little dry brush. I've been using it. You can buy it on Amazon. I got it at the Surya Spa, but for you guys, I looked it up to try to find it. It's on Amazon. This is actually for your face, but you can use it for your body as well. I also travel with it. It helps with circulation, gets your skin really smooth. I do it before I get in the shower. Then I'll do like my CC in the Moon body scrub or some type of like, you know, brown sugar or some type of scrub. And then I get into the shower and I do that. And I was just testing something for products and I ended up getting the Necessaire Body Serum.
Ooh, tell me more.
Tell me more. Okay. It's like a serum for your face, but it's for your body. It has all the actives. It's necessary. You can also get it on Amazon. I've only literally got it like a week ago. It's kind of amazing. So
I have to try it.
Okay. So you're going to dry brush. Then you're going to do your, you know, whatever you do in the shower, your shower gel or a polish or, you know, a CC in the Moon, like some type of body scrub. But then when you towel dry after, you're going to put on the serum. It's amazing. The Necessaire Body Serum. I know. You have to try it.
Their stuff smells so good too.
It smells, the Sandalwood body cleanser from Necessaire is phenomenal.
There is a new product that I am waiting on to arrive on my doorstep, and you're going to get very excited about this. It's called the Nua, and it's the first clinical grade radio frequency to use at home.
Stop it. How do you spell it?
NEWA. It's $269. It visibly reduces wrinkles and improves your skin's elasticity. I have not tried it yet, but when I saw this, I was like, ding. Deliver.
Okay. Bone Charge makes a great infrared mask that you can travel with. Also, I just got the light stem one, not the $5,000 huge one, but I definitely spend a little bit of money on a new infrared. It's called the Light Stim.
I don't know. The clinicals on this, from what I, if you go on their website, guys, it really, like, the clinical trial pictures are next level, and it's the size of like a new face, this machine. So giddy up. A lot of saggy chins have turned not saggy. So I'm very excited to try this.
Okay. So this one from Light Stim, it's called the Ellipsa, E-L-I-P-S-A. It's a smaller one, but I'm like, you know what? I want one that I don't travel with, that just stays downstairs. I can lay on the floor or do like a high, you know, the higher dose sauna mat. You can do that when you're doing this. This is what I love about technology and where it's gone. You used to have to go to all these places. Now these procedures, you can do these treatments, you can do in your own home. It's really great.
1,000%. And by the way, there's ways to, like, I always think there's like mom hacks that we can do. Like, you can be laying in bed with your kids watching TV, and there's no reason you can't be using one of these little handheld machines to help with your skin. No
1,000%. I mean, 1,000%. Okay. Going into spring, I feel like hair up, hair back, great tight bun. So I have a little trick for everyone that, I guess it was Emily Heidecke who does my hair, or it's either Emily or Joey or a combination of both. So we're obsessed with a company called Kenra. They have an incredible detox shampoo. It's in a gray bottle, but they have what's called the texturizing taffy, and it's a sculpting fiber cream. Hear me clearly. Okay. You're going to take the taffy. It keeps your hair back all night. But the difference is between this and a gel is that you can take your hair out and style it down. It's not crunchy. It's not oily. It's not slick. It's amazing. And it literally feels and looks like taffy. Okay? Like, look. Can you see it?
And what's this called?
It's called Kenra Platinum Texturizing Taffy. It's $20. You can apply it either to damp hair or dry hair. First things first is you're going to get a thing called a hook elastic band. It's NS Bell ponytail hook elastic bands. They're $12. Okay. Everything's going to be on the show notes. 40 bands come in a package. It's a ponytail holder made of elastic band with metal hooks, so you can wrap it really tight and get it super, super tight. Like, this isn't the when you want to take your hair up and down. This is when you're going for the look. You want it slick back. You want the Hailey Bieber. You want the Kylie Jenner. You want it tight.
Okay? High and tight. High and tight.
You want it fucking high and tight. So the ponytail hook elastic band. Then you're going to take the Framar. I think it's called Framar. F-R-A-M-A-R pink hair color brush. Okay? It's $5. It's like you're painting color on. You're going to pull it all back. Use the Japanese ponytail hook. Then you're going to use your texturizing taffy. Then you're going to slick it back, and you're going to put the taffy on with this hair color brush. I'm telling you, I'm going to do a TikTok, or Kenna and I will come up with something to show you. It's so good. It's so sleek. It doesn't move. And then you can use anything like an L-net or like a really strong spray. I'm telling you, it's so chic. It's so easy. But these three little tips, the taffy from Kenra, the hair color brush from Framar, and NS Bell, just type in ponytail hook elastic bands. Game changer.
You are really good at your ponytails. Like, I have a messy ponytail. You have like always a good sleek one.
Right. Because I'm using this taffy. I'm doing the center part. Like, I'm making it super chic, low, tight, wrapping it around. If you want to make a bun, not a ponytail, you can still wrap it around the hook. But again, getting it really tight, the ponytail hook is the key.
Yeah, I remember they did that for me when I was visiting you in November. And there was like a few hacks about how to wrap it around as well, which I was very impressed by.
For a while now, I've been struggling with sleep. It has felt like no matter what I do, I'm unable to truly wind down, relax. And honestly, it's been a little tough. The lack of quality sleep has really taken its toll on my energy levels and my mood. I feel like I've tried everything from herbal teas to meditation apps to everything in between, but nothing really is making a difference. This obviously sent me into detective mode, and I searched the internet high and low for some solutions. In my research, I found out that 75% of American adults are deficient in magnesium, a mineral that's essential to hundreds of functions in the body, especially restful sleep. By the way, that stat means that there is a 3 out of 4 chance you're deficient too. I tried multiple brands of magnesium supplements, and my absolute favorite has been Mellow Magnesium from Hello Ned. You guys, you are going to love this. Mellow Magnesium from Hello Ned. I'm not kidding when I say from the moment I started taking it, I noticed a huge difference in my sleep. It was like my body finally remembered how to relax. Instead of tossing and turning all night, I literally dripped off into a deep restorative sleep and wake up feeling refreshed, which is a big, huge difference in my life lately. Another thing I love about Mellow Magnesium is it comes in 4 different flavors. There's lavender berry, lemon, pomegranate, and naked, which is a flavor-free version. It's also great when you can add it to smoothie or protein shakes. I like to take mine before bed. I mix it with water. It's seriously the easiest and most delicious sleepy girl mocktail I've ever had. Become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products with code LIPSTICK. You guys are going to love this brand. Go to helloned.com/lipstick. Enter code LIPSTICK at checkout. That's helloned.com, helloned.com/lipstick to get 15% off. I'm telling you, you're going to love this brand. Okay, has anyone else heard of the wrong shoe theory on TikTok? I'm actually obsessed with it and have been doing it almost every day when getting ready. It basically involves picking the most unexpected shoe to finish off the look, to give it more personality, and it's almost like, I have to say, its own unique flair. To do this, I recommend styling your outfit from head to toe, just as you normally would. Then at the last minute, picking out a new shoe that is the exact opposite of the shoe you initially choose. For example, I recently put on my favorite pair of wide leg trousers, a button-up shirt, and my go-to black loafers. This is the basic everyday outfit I wear all the time. But to spice it up, I swapped my everyday loafers for a pair of black Havaiana flip-flops that I got at Macy's during their last shoe sale. It sounds weird, but I'm telling you guys, it looked so chic and effortless. It was totally giving that cool girl, quiet luxury look. I was also maybe channeling my inner Larissa Mills with the Havaianas. I love this trend because you can totally use whatever shoes you already have on hand, but it's also a great excuse to shop and add some new essential shoes into your collection, which we all know I'm looking for a good excuse to shop. Rather than having to shop for an entire new wardrobe, you just have to change up your shoe game, which is a lot less overwhelming. Recently, I've been getting a lot of my shoes from Macy's, and Emisha just reminded me that their shoe sale starts tomorrow. So if you haven't hopped on the wrong shoe theory trend yet, now is the time. You can shop at Macy's shoe sale from April 9th until April 21st at Macy's.com or in-store.
So I have my tan Lux. It's, you know, I've not seen the sun in a long time. Like, not
Are you okay?
I really haven't. I'm pale. You're and okay. Tan Lux is like, I've been just increasing my little dosage drops every few nights. I add it into my moisturizer and my serum, and I wake up with a little bit more of a golden glow. And now I've started using it looks like a tanning, it looks like a water mister, but it turns to a mousse on your body as soon as it hits. It's like the coolest thing. I did a one leg test to see. It was unbelievable. Like, I even showed Mike, who like either will criticize or not notice anything. And he was impressed. He was like, oh, wow. It's like that leg looks like a natural tan. So this Tan Lux, it's called the Hydra Mousse.
Ooh.
And it's $49. And it goes on really evenly, but it's really deceiving because it looks like a clear water, but I'm sold. Like, it's not streaky. It gave a beautiful glow and it was super easy to apply and it dried very quickly.
And how did you put it? Did you put like a latex glove on? How did you do your hands?
So I didn't put a glove on. What I did was I washed my hands right after, and then I took a makeup brush and I just did the top of my hands with it. Uh-huh. And it worked out pretty well. I just was like, I really softened it. Like, I put a very sheer layer on my hands. Right. So I was too nervous. But I think especially for the legs, that's like always the part where I get like nervous, like wearing a dress and my legs are like these pasty white. Ugh, it's just not cute. It's not cute. You don't feel fresh and summery. It's just
no, I hate when you like, I was like, you know, I never have any downtime. I'm like, I'm not going to see anybody. And it's really dark. And Jennifer Aniston comes to my table. I'm like, of course. I'm like red and swollen and I'm fucking Botox bruises. I'm like, what is happening?
But and she's tan fine. And perfect. Yeah.
She's tan. She looked amazing. She just cut her hair. She texted me this morning. I texted her. I was like, for her birthday, I was like, oh, bitch, you look good.
You look good. Okay. She made me join. She's part of what I'll talk about for my exercise after.
By the way, I was saying, like, I'm doing the Detangler Lola V. I'm absolutely obsessed. Talk about a good product. The Lola V, the Detangler. It's
oh yeah, the leave-in conditioner. It's
the
amazing.
Leave-in conditioner. It's so good.
I love that thing.
Speaking
love
of,
it.
Yeah, speaking of good, Wise Beauty just had a new launch, Wide Awake Brightening Eye Cream. Think about it like this. If your eye cream had a baby with your concealer, Wise Beauty Wide Awake Brightening Cream, it's $65. It plumps, it conceals, it blurs, it brightens. There is a depuffing because it's kind of the way the wand is made. You can put it in the fridge, little thing of ice. It is the bomb. You put like 2 to 3 dots on it. It has vitamin C, caffeine, rice bran extract. But what's the real deal is it has these translucent microsphere pigments. As the day goes on, you can use it in the morning, you can use it at lunch, you can touch up it under concealer, over concealer, but it brightens the eye instantly. How good is she? Stole mine.
I stole her. So full disclosure, the Stubers were visiting us a couple months ago and she's like, I want you to try this. So I was like, okay, great. And I so quietly was like, maybe she won't notice if I just don't give it back.
She did my only tester.
And I was like, it's so good. I mean, guys, I talk about my under eyes all the time. This is a pain point of mine. And I used to buy a brand that was really expensive. And I'm really thankful that Molly has launched this because this is better than the expensive one. I won't name the brand because it's not nice. But I really think this is when you're just running out the door and don't want to put makeup on, but your under eye circles, like you look like you're dying in the mirror. This just wakes you right up. And I'm going to tell you about I have two new foundations, and this is really hard for me.
How in the world do you have two new foundations? It's only been a week since I've talked to you about foundations.
Literally two. And I'm going to tell you the first one.
What about Hourglass? I'm on it now. I'm using 7 and 9.
But that's a tinted. She's in a different category, the tint.
Oh, okay.
This is the new Makeup Forever Hydra Glow. And it is skincare foundation with hyaluronic acid. It's 86% skincare based. Gives you a little bit of a medium coverage. I actually sheer it out even more with like a fluffy brush. So it's like an airbrush finish. Really natural, luminous finish. It hydrates, it smooths, it plumps, it brightens. I think it comes in like 30 something shades. This thing was glowing on my face. But the other one, she's the big daddy of the foundations and she needs to be added to your collection. I wanted to not like it, guys. I wanted to tell you it was terrible because it's $150.
What is it?
Tom Ford's Shade and Illuminate. It is spectacular.
What color am I?
I'm 5.6 Ivory Beige, I think is the color.
5.6 Ivory Beige, Shade and Illuminate.
Shade and Illuminate foundation. I will tell you right now, I did a full test on it. Where I put it on in the morning, I was like, guys, I don't want to like this, but I want to see how this wears throughout the day. From 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., that shit did not move. Even my blush stayed put with it. It is stunning. The finish almost gets better throughout the day. It is hands down the best.
It's $150. Are you fucking out of your mind?
But you use a tiny, tiny amount. A tiny amount. It'll last you for so long. I promise you, it is worth
it. Well, if you're going to go that, you should do the number 40 from Clé de Peau, the foundation.
I have that, but this is better.
That's old school, but all right.
This is better. And it's still cheaper because the Clé de Peau is like 2-something. So you're saving money. I'm saving you money. You're welcome.
You're saving me. Thanks. They give it to me for free. Okay. Merit Bronze Balm Sheer Sculpting Bronzer. I came back to it. I mean, a few weeks ago and I love it. It's easy. It's kind of like contour and sculpting for dummies. Like, it's hard to go wrong with it. It's easy to put on and it's easy to work in. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's great. It comes in 5 shades. I'm a medium. Joey has been using it on me. It's buildable. It's sheer. And what I love probably about it the most is that it's streak free. I'm not a big self-tanner person like the one across on the screen. I do love a spray tan for a trip. But I'm telling you, the Sculpting Bronze, $30, Merit Bronze Balm Sheer, it's amazing. It's really good.
I've tried that before. Yeah, I like that.
It's so good. You can do your cheekbones, do a little bit like in your forehead, just like around your jaw. It's really good definition and it doesn't look, I don't mean it like doesn't look like you're so sculpted and I don't know. It's just it's a good bronzer.
The sculpting has gotten a little out of hand.
It's got a like, you know, it really has. It really has. But I do like where beauty is going. Instead of like kind of like the whole glazed, your makeup is going to fall off your face. I do. There's now saying in this TikTok trend called the cloud makeup where you're still highlighting your cheeks. You're still highlighting your like your forehead, but just your T-zone right in here is more matte. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Yeah, I think that. It can get a little bit too like
get a little greasy.
You look like a little bit like a Krispy Kreme.
You kind of do. Yeah, you kind of do.
All right. You have talked about your favorite Chanel Coco Flash lipstick. These little ones. The boy is one of your favorite colors.
Yeah, boy.
I have two new friends for you in this family. And they are. So boy is like that pretty beigey color.
Mm-hmm.
Color Easy is this really beautiful pinkier beige version. Okay. It's really.
I like that.
It just is a bit still beige. Still. It's kind of like a little bit slightly pinker version of boy. And then this one, I don't know if I'm saying it right, live or live, but this one looks like it's actually your lip color, but just a little juicier. And the thing that I love about these lips are they have an actual like hydrating property to them. So it really is not just a lipstick. It really feels like a lip balm and it's not
It looks
sticky.
So good on you.
It really is pretty. It's a hydrating, vibrant, shine lip color. And they're $48. They come in, I think, like 20-something shades. But Live and Easy are your new additions to the family.
Live and Easy and boy. Live, Easy, and boy.
And then they have Mario. One for summer called Pink Delight.
Mm.
So the Pink Delight is what Sophia Richie wore on her wedding day.
That's the Chanel?
Yeah, this is their summer version. Mm. And I love these because I just think they're... I'm not good at an opaque lip, especially in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I like something that's more like a wash of color with a bit of shine, but not too sticky looking.
Okay, so I just got sent to me the Milk Makeup, the Cooling Water Jelly Tint Lip and Cheek Blush Stain. Like, I just got them. I brought them this morning. They just got to my house. $24. They're amazing. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the colors. So there's Chili, which is like a red tint. And then the Berry Plum I wore the other night when I had the Aniston sighting. It was just like a stain. And I did, I did it on my cheek and on my lips. It was so good. Then you have like a kind of a pop of coral. It's called Coral Orange. And then a hot poppy pink Milk Makeup, $24. They're fun. Their jelly tint lip and cheek. I'm telling you. And look at this little bag.
Oh, it's so cute. I love it.
I know.
Oh, I love it.
Really good. Really, really, really good. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what? Thank you for my Bottega earrings. I love them so much. I mean, I know Stuber gave them to me, but you really gave them. And I love them so much.
He's like, are you sure she wants these? I was like, are you really asking that?
I know. By the way, this just came out of my bag in front of you, but the Makeup Forever, I finally got it. The HD
so
Skin, the palette, the sculpting palette.
It's so good. It's so good.
I have it because I'm, you know, red, purple.
Well,
there's everything going on my face.
This is the Hydra, by the way. This is what it looks like.
Oh, well, that is pretty. HD Skin, Makeup Forever.
HD.
How much is that one?
$47.
$47.
Versus the $150, it's better. But this, right. I can't tell you if it lasts the same all day. The finish of it's not.
Rodial Glass Powder. It's a loose setting spray. Can't go wrong.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Really is. It's really, I really love it. I really do.
All right. Should we pivot into fashion?
I have one more. Just one. I know we talked about it. We've had her on the site. But Violette France, Bijou Blush. Is the color, the thing it's called AISSA, AISSA. It is like, it's just so good. It's like a berry.
Oh, pretty. Everything she does is amazing.
Everything she does is amazing. I love that. I love everything about it. I love her.
All right, I've had so much fun figuring out what my look is going to be this spring and summer. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, really? already started.
You know, part of it is a little early, but I'm, you know, counting down the days till I get to see you in LA and then our vacation. And
are you going to be floral or are you going to be more neutral, monochromatic?
You know, I have lived in neutrals since September and I'm definitely still a neutral person at heart. So all my clothes are still neutral, but I got a few dresses from Cara Cara.
Oh, I love Cara Cara.
And they are so chic and so beautiful. It has like a little bit of, I don't know, like a 70s-ish vibe to it. It's still like earthy tones, but with like a little pop of coral in it. Beautiful. Like their dresses are really, really, really pretty right now. That
did you see the one I did a TikTok in? It's a navy blue with kind of like a stripe going through it, like every like 5 inches. Beautiful with gold buttons. Yeah, you can borrow it. It has a little bit of stretch into it. Long sleeve, V-neck, gold buttons. Ooh. Phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like their stuff is really pretty. Like there's just a few things that I had my eye on for the spring and summer. And I'm like, there, I got some silk pajama pants from them.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've been working hard. Oh, okay. I can wear those silk pajama pants.
All right, a little bit of fashion. Here we go. Janessa Leon, Simone hat in black, 267. It's my favorite hat of all time. I wear it to every sports game, every horse, everything, especially as the UVs increases with the spring months. We need to make sure we're covered and protected in the sun. Janessa Leon, I'm telling you, phenomenal. Gray, black, cream. I love it.
I think you single-handedly put Janessa Leon on the map. And I'm not Maybe. Just saying that.
Maybe.
You were the first person Maybe. To really start wearing it. And then I feel like I copied you. And then I started to see it everywhere. But it was real. You've been OG Janessa for like years.
I've been OG. My general manager who runs Wise Beauty, Kate MacArthur, she had it on this past weekend. She had on that with a black tank. Mm. White jeans. She's got an incredible figure. Sambas and like a Jenny Kane kind of chocolate. So popped against the white with the black hat. I'm sorry, Dorsey earrings. She looked amazing.
Speaking of Dorsey. So
I know. I saw that little Dorsey.
My little Dorsey necklace. And then these Adina Raider necklace that I'm slowly building my charms on.
Oh, I got, you know who? That's who, you know, Marlene Rentmeister. You guys follow the catch. Amazing.
It's so I have my horseshoe, I have my G for Gormley, and then this like beautiful charm medallion for good luck. And it's got like all my good omens on it. And it showed up the day before my mammogram. So I felt like, oh my God, this is good luck. Like I'm wearing
this is good
all
luck.
My
we are in the clear.
We are free in the clear. So but the Dorsey necklace too, like people keep asking me if it's real. And I'm like, dude, no, it's not. It's $650 for this. It looks like it's the sparkliest tennis necklace you've ever seen.
It's amazing.
It's so beautiful.
I love Dorsey. Dorsey. Okay. Illestiva Donna sunglasses in black or gray. It's more of a recent purchase. They're a bit 90s without looking too trendy. Slightly cat eye, but still somewhat subtle. You know, I can tell when people don't want to like change their eyeglasses or their sunglasses. I'm like, you need to.
I mean, do you remember my sunglass addiction?
Yeah, you went really bad.
I really did. And now I did get a pair of really great, simple black aviator Chanel sunglasses. They're really pretty. And then I made you get those Saint Laurent ones.
I love my Saint Laurent ones.
I've had mine for years. And I love those ones.
Those are the Betty Rectangle Frame Acetate. They're amazing. They're my go-to every day, my black ones.
So could I give you guys a little hack that I've discovered with sunglasses? If you don't see a frame you like on the women's side of a designer, look on the men's, because that Saint Laurent one is a men's style.
I know.
And there's one that I
with
have
you at the Short Hills Mall.
Yeah, exactly. Saint Laurent has a frame that I think has been universally flattering on everyone, and I've had mine for I think 3 years now, and it's called the Sulpice is the style name of it. And it's just a small, it's not really a cat eye, it's just like this really pretty, flattering, very feminine looking pair of sunglasses. I think it's really just universally good on everyone.
If you've listened to our episode with Yola Robert, you know that I've been actively trying to live a low toxic lifestyle. That includes everything from my food I'm putting into my body to helping my children with what they're putting into their body to the cleaning supplies I'm using to my daily supplements. While I found sourcing low toxic foods and household products to be pretty easy, I surprisingly kept running into issues when it came to sourcing supplements. This difficult process led me down a complete rabbit hole, and basically, there is a lot you probably don't know about the supplements you're taking. Honestly, I was really shocked. Supplements have very little regulation. It's quite common that they contain dyes, preservatives, heavy metals, and other additives that do not belong in your body. As someone who takes a vitamin B12 supplement every morning, this information was extremely jarring to me. I mean, I'm taking a supplement to improve my health, and yet it's potentially toxic and harmful to my body. That feels a little insane to me. I was determined to find a new B12 supplement that was organic, non-toxic, and honestly, just safe. And that's where Organic B Complete from Purity Woods come in. Organic B Complete is fully USDA certified organic, so you don't have to guess or worry if it's free from the unhealthy and potentially toxic junk. It also contains all 8 of the essential B vitamins, each important to combat fatigue, mood swings, unwanted stress, not to mention it helps improve immunity, vision, and skin health as well. Purity Woods is currently offering 17% off site-wide, but we have an additional 10% discount for our listeners for a total savings of 27% off. Go to puritywoods.com, PURITYWOODS.com/lipstick or enter code lipstick at checkout for an additional 10% off your first order. That's puritywoods.com, enter code lipstick for a total of 27% off your first order. You guys are going to be obsessed with Organic Be Complete by Purity Woods, I'm telling you. After getting the flu twice this flu and cold season, thank you, children. I love you more than life itself. I knew I really needed to change something up. I've always turned to vitamin C, but clearly that just wasn't working and clearly just not enough. Okay, so after doing some research and asking around, a friend of mine told me to switch to a thing called Armra Colostrum. ARMRA colostrum. I personally had no idea what that was, so let me just explain. Armra colostrum is a concentrate of bovine colostrum, which is the first nutrition we receive in life, and it is an essential source of all the essential nutrients we need in order to thrive. In clinical trials, bovine colostrum was found to be at least 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine at preventing the flu. Check, check, sign me up. Plus, it's sustainably sourced and it's a bioactive whole food, not a supplement. I take 3 to 4 scoops a day only with cold liquids or food. Sometimes when I'm on the go, I can even dry scoop it in my mouth, which is great for the oral microbiome. You can get it in a bulk jar or portioned packets. I do both. If I'm mixing it with liquids, I prefer the unflavored product. But if I get it in the packets for dry scoop, I always get it in the blood orange flavor, which is my all-time favorite. I've been taking this now daily for weeks, and I have to say my immune health has never been stronger. I've also seen other benefits from Armra colostrum that I'm loving, such as ignited metabolism, hair growth, skin radiance, and it's a kind of magical thing that has many powers. We've worked out a special offer for our audience. You guys are going to receive 15% off your first order. Let me know. DM me. Try me. I think you guys are going to love it. TRYARMRA.com/lipstick or enter lipstick to get 15% off your first order. That's TRYARMRA.com/lipstick.
I'm obsessed with the Kate jacket. I got it last year. I got it from OMG. You need that. I love Lauren and Hallie. I'm so excited for Hallie's birthday. It's called the Kate, the Grizzo jacket in Bryce. Comes in 3 colors, light blue, medium blue with studs, and black leather. It's so good.
I'm dying for the one with the studs.
It puts you, I know.
I really want the one with the studs.
I know, me too.
It's like.
I'm not going to get it though.
It's just, I just
want it.
It's like
too expensive, but I love it. I know. It's oversized. It looks good. But also the girls got me for my Christmas present. And that I don't know how they got it. I only screenshot it on my iCloud like 900 times. It's the Totem Country Jacket in Forest. And it's amazing. It's so good. You will have this coat for the rest of your life. I've worn it like I was like drenched coming into the rec center the other day. And I was wearing it and I felt actually good, even though I was sopping wet. I had my hunter boots on. I'm like, I am in England in the countryside.
There is something about that brand Totem that if you guys don't know it, it's what I love about a brand when they do this, and Kate actually does this as well, is they have anchor items in their collection that are seasonless. Like they repeat them over and over and over again, which makes you feel good about making the investment. It's not like you're buying it and you're like, oh, that trend will be over next year. You actually will see it every season on their site because they really believe that that is like a timeless piece for you to have. And that's, I actually it's coming tomorrow. I've been waiting for it to get back in stock. I have moved on from having big bags to small bags. And the Totem clutch that's like got a long shoulder strap. Have you seen this one in black with like the gold hardware?
Yeah.
It's so pretty. I mean, I'm late in the game in getting it, but I just think it's such a great bag and the price is really good.
Yeah, the price is pretty good. I mean, they're not, I mean, the Row is way more expensive.
Yeah, it's definitely a bag you'll have forever. And there's another brand, Hunting Season, that I got. They sent me this bag and it's absolutely beautiful. It's this black bucket. And the leather is so stunning. It's I would compare it to one of the Kate bucket bags, but the price is like one third of what the Kate bags are. So they have beautiful clutches. I have my eye on one that's canvas, like a leather trim for the summer. I love like a bag that I can put within a big bag and then I can just like run out and go out to dinner with it.
We've been exercising.
I have been exercising.
I had a Wise event with Gabby Reese and Left on Friday. And if you guys don't know Left on Friday, they have the best athleisure, the best colors, the best styles. Not only do they have athleisure, they have incredible swimsuits. I don't care if you are 6 foot four or 4 foot one. They have so many sizes. Like, I'm obsessed with this brand. I got Rosie in my company. Introduced me this summer. And I have to say, like, they even have the onesies looks good. The sweatshirts. We did this event. I had the sweatshirts, like, monogram. Like, it, just so good.
Speaking it's of working really out, good. You got me into P-Volve. Speaking
love P-Volve.
Speaking of Jennifer Aniston, I got to tell you, I love that I can pick any timing workout. And this is something that we talked about with Gabby Reese, was even if all you have is 10 minutes, just get in the habit of doing something. And I love P-Volve is that for me. Like if I only have 25 minutes, I find a workout that's 25 minutes. And let me tell you, I am sore the next day.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many. I do Forma Pilates with Erica Ray 2 or 3 times a week at my house. She has a great platform. Megan Roop, Sculpt Society, incredible. I just did a little something for her. Her workouts are intense. They're great. Tracy Anderson, she has great live stream. Dance Body.
And Katie Fit, I've started following her on Instagram.
Oh, Katie Fit is amazing.
I mean,
she works out with Pia and Mary Alice, and she's phenomenal. I love Katie Fit.
Her Instagram is great. Like, she just inspires me to move my body.
Did you know I'm producing a movie?
I might know, but maybe not everyone else knows. Tell us more.
Yeah, people doing a little Kinda Pregnant with Amy Schumer for Netflix with Adam Sandler. Happy Madison. So excited. She's amazing. And so I've been traveling a lot. I've been to the BAFTAs. I've been in New York. I've gotten to see Emisha. I took the kids. I don't know if I recommend that. But some of my travel staples, I'm just going to quickly go through. Away, the large flex, $425. This is my go-to suitcase. I also have the carry-on, and our whole family uses them. I'm, like, not joking you. I have, like, 7 suitcases, and I am pretty hard on my suitcases. Like, I do not pack light. I try, but I don't. The Away Large Flex, phenomenal. Way cheaper than Tumi. I love you, Tumi.
Yeah.
By the way, the Tumi does
last. You're a meticulous
packer,
though. You are the most impressive. Molly is like, I can't even, she is like, she's like militant about how she packs and she nopes her pouches and she's this and that. And I'm like, you come and stay in, you know, where I take my suitcase into her house and there's shit everywhere. And hers is like perfectly folded and organized and she knows where everything is. It is.
My travel steamer is so on par. You can get it at Amazon. It's so good. My key is the Mark & Graham 6-piece packing cube, $79. Some of the best $79 you will ever spend. It comes in 9 colors. You can monogram it. It helps maximize space. I'm a terribly overpacker. But it's got all the sizes, 1 laundry bag, shoe bags. I've got like 27 packing cubes and I love it. I'm not going to lie. And I've been using the Perfect Nightcap, the PM routine from Wise Beauty, $72. It's my ultimate travel secret because everything gets taken from when you travel. Like the TSA takes everything. So it's TSA friendly. It's the Take It Off Gel Cleanser, the Retinol, the Problem Solver, and the Extremely Rich Moisturizer. And I am obsessed with my clear bag we designed so you could see everything. It's actually based on a Mark and Graham. I'm obsessed with it. So good.
Traveling, the packing cubes are such a good thing. Like I used to be really bad about packing in the sense that I would just throw everything in my suitcase. And now what I do is I actually plan my outfits and then we'll fold them into a cube so that I know, like, especially when I come to LA and I have to have lots of outfits planned for recording the podcast, I lay everything out before and fold them into the cubes. And that way it's like, you're not overpacking.
Here's the key to packing. Start ahead of time, mm-hmm. get organized, plan your outfits, use packing cubes, use the hanging bags. Mm-hmm. You can put 4 or 5 outfits in one hanging bag, but use them. It actually helps with wrinkling with your clothes. Like, I don't know, using a bag somehow makes them wrinkle less.
You should do a video, a tutorial on how you pack.
Also, like clear bags, just with like, you know, like you can get on Amazon plastic bags, not great for the universe, but really good for packing. And you can see everything. You can see, you don't need like 27 shoe bags. Just get the plastic ones. It's like a stylist use. You can even put your shoes, attach it to what your outfit is. It makes it so much, listen, it makes packing a little longer and a little more complicated, but it makes traveling so much easier because you know what you're wearing, you know what you're doing.
There's nothing worse when you're on vacation and you're like, what am I, I forgot to pack that. It's the worst feeling. It can ruin a night.
Pair of jeans, pair of black pants, a great dress, a skinny belt, pair of black heels, one small bag, one big bag. I mean, you can really white t-shirt with the jeans or the black pants or, you know, think in outfits. It makes like such a difference.
Huge difference. I'm ready for summer. That's what I'm ready for.
Are you really?
It has been a long winter on the East Coast. Yeah, it really has.
I know. We saw the Blue Man Group together. That was momentous. It was fun.
Is that what we call it?
Yeah. The Blue Man Group.
And the Slime Institute?
Yeah. SLUMU. Slime Institute. Yep. Really went crazy with Grace. Mm. I know. We do love them. Magic is like, he lost his mind. I mean, I the fact that my golden after a year is like not calm at all. Like he drives Ruby fucking insane.
Yeah,
and my bearded dragon
pictures.
Is massive.
What are we going to do about the bearded dragon?
Well, he's going away for 10 days because I'm afraid to leave him. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? It's like, I have to get a sitter for the fucking dragon. Honestly.
Can you imagine if that got let loose in your house?
I know. Can you imagine? I'm like, no one will pick him up but me.
God.
And Brooks is kind of scared of him. So now, you know, that's fine.
Well, I can't wait for Grace to come and visit. And she, you know, that's all she's wanted is a taco.
Oh, well, guess what? I'm just give her an early. November's around the corner. I can just like drop taco off at your house. What else? Yeah, I'm excited. My movie's going well. I love Amy. I love working with her. She's amazing.
I love having her on the East Coast.
Oh, I know. It's fun.
Short Hills Mall?
Crush the Short Hills. I'm actually coming out to see you just for the mall.
I really don't think it's because you love Jersey. I think it's like you love the mall.
Do you want to know something about me?
We
love them all, but I'm kind of drinking matcha now. Because I thought at Christmas I was having a heart attack. And so... No, literally. I took the kids. We had a lacrosse tournament. Adam Sandler was performing one night. I got all the kids' tickets and my heart started beating out of my chest. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And then it's like the next day, I'm like having a heart attack. And then I'm like, okay, I talked myself off a ledge like I always do. But then I'm like, something is wrong. So I go to Dr. Levine. He thinks I'm fucking nuts. And he does the echo. He does the EKG. And you kind of see it. You're like, going on. So I talk him into, actually, I think he did it for my own peace of mind, but I wore a heart monitor. I wasn't having a heart attack, but I think I was drinking too much caffeine.
Mm.
So now I might be drinking some matcha. It's kind of weird.
No, I mean, listen, it's a thing. Guess what? When you stay with me, I have one of those like matcha handheld things. I can make you matcha.
Megan O'Brien and I.
Yeah, you too.
I know. I'm kind of crossing over. And I will tell you a couple things I'm doing. Sarah Ragg is coming on our podcast soon. I'm drinking the Alkaline Super Green Powder, and I'm drinking the Restore with magnesium at night, and I'm taking magnesium, and I'm taking tart cherry.
What is tart cherry?
I don't know. But Jordan Geller told me to take it. I think it's for like muscle relaxation. It's good at night. Like you can give it to kids, but it's called tart cherry.
Okay.
And
tart cherry.
I know. It's odd.
Okay.
But it's really, really good. I'm in. Yeah.
But I actually just got that Sarah Ragg stuff. I'm going to start to try it. I started drinking Athletic Greens.
Oh, I like Athletic Greens. I think you're going to like, I love it. Try this. Try both. They're both great. But yeah.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, you guys, we love these episodes. This is, honestly, this is what we do. This is when we're driving in the 405 to the 101 to the 134. This is what I talk about. This is what I do.
I'll keep shopping and doing the Lord's work for you.
Yeah, she shops. She does the Lord's work. She'll tell me everything, what I need, what I don't need. You know? I might be getting into, like, I'm feeling like a colored heel. I don't know why. I'm just feeling it.
I've gotten a few colored shoes, I feel like, in the last year and bit.
I'm excited. Oh,
there is an Hermes shoe, by the way, that I'm not going to.
Oh, my God.
I can't. I've been fantasizing about it since I saw it.
Did you ever get the ones we looked at that they didn't have your size?
No.
They were good.
No, but these ones, when I show you these, your jaw will drop to the ground.
Really?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about them. They're flat.
Heel or
flat?
How do you have so much time to shop?
I mean, I lay in my bed and I scroll.
I want to. I don't. I end up falling
asleep. When I can't sleep, I just scroll. Not like I'm sitting out and hanging at the mall. That would be like ridiculously loserish of me, but no.
She's at the Short Hills Mall.
I just
walk.
She's
doing this podcast. I get my from steps the Short Hills Mall.
I get my steps in.
Mm-hmm.
No, there. I will. I shit you not. There is a woman at the Short Hills Mall. I'm not kidding. She is there in exercise clothes, and I have seen her, and she's probably 75 years old, in wicked good shape. She like power walks the mall back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
What? Why? I don't know, probably because it's, you know, 20 below there.
But that's her fitness. She's getting her steps in at the mall.
We have to end this podcast. As Greg will say, make sure you rate and subscribe to our channel. All right. Well, I love you.
I love you. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.